Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host in the AM, Soapbox Scooter, doing my thing as normal on this kind of sort of cloudy, sunny Saturday AM in the Northwest, man. But hey, it's been beautiful. I cannot front. The month of November has been love for the state of Washington. So I can't even front about it, man. So far, so good. And I'm going to knock on wood, hopefully. I didn't speak too soon, you know what I mean? But a lot going on. But the meat and potatoes of our show today, this AM, is all about reparations. And I want y'all to understand how this came about, all right? So how this topic came about to me was I transferred jobs. I went from a lot of people didn't know, well, maybe most people didn't know. I was working at a mental health facility. I was basically a bouncer at a mental health facility. And but I've always mentored and worked with youth. So I decided to stretch out, reach out, and get back into working with youth. Thus becoming a paraeducator and then starting a job at a native school. Because in the Northwest, if you don't know, out here in the Northwest, there's a lot of native land and reservations and such forth. So you really get to see, I guess, where most of the native people have ended up. You know what I mean? Like growing up on the East Coast, I never saw that. Growing up on the East Coast, I didn't run into that. It wasn't something that was part of my lifestyle. But out here, it is. And so it's amazing. So I've been working at this school. And, of course, if you don't know, let me put you on. Native children receive, like, $1,600 a month, I think. And then when they turn 18, they end up getting $140,000. And I was like, wow. Like, they – because a lot of the kids at the school I work at, you know what I mean, they act up. They act up a lot. But there's no discipline. Like, there's no ISS. There's no – detention, there's no Saturdays, nothing that I grew up knowing about. So, but one of the kids made a statement to me, like, yo, when I turn 18, I'm going to get this money. I really ain't tripping on nothing else. Which made me start thinking, what if those that were meant to get reparations actually got them? How would we act? Would we have the same mentality as these kids? Would we think and look at situations the same way these kids did? And that is what kicked off this show this morning. And our topic, reparations, again. So we will be getting into this. But, of course, there's a lot going on in the world, and we got to talk about that first. Let's get it out the way. The elephant in the room, Donald Trump is now our new president. A moment of silence, please. Rest in pieces, America. I'm just saying. Now, a lot of people, I mean, there's Trump fans out there. You know what I mean? Here's my thing. I've been very clear about how I feel about the election. Elections, period. You know, the presidency, period. I am not a person who hides how he feels to the world when it comes to our government and the things they do. Let me just keep it funky. Am I a registered voter? Yes. Do I vote? No. Why? You may ask, and there's a lot of people out there, because I am a man of melanin. You know, a lot of people will be like, well, you know, so many people died for you to vote. No, 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 and no. People didn't die for me to vote. They died for the right for them to vote, number one. Let's just keep it funky. You know what I mean? People get so upset and they get twisted in their thoughts and all of these other things about voting. To which I say this, and this is real simple. And I want anybody that can answer this question for me, feel free to call in 607-203-5357. But let me get this out the way real quick. If you know anything about your history, if you know anything about slavery and thus forth, the original party was the Democratic Party. So back when black folks were getting lynched and hung and slaves were, you know, being finally being let free, there was only one party. It was just the Democratic Party. And once slaves started to become free, they created the Republican Party, and then that was the party that most blacks assigned themselves to. Somewhere along the line, things switched, and most blacks became Democrat, and the Republican Party became more of the white, if you will, party. So if the original party, with the people that were hanging us and did not want us to be anything but property, if the original party was the Democratic Party, and now most blacks are Democrat, what happened? How'd that switch happen? If you can answer that question again, feel free to call in 607-203-5357 if you can answer that question. If you cannot, I'm cool with that too. But again, this is, to me, it's all a facade. It's all bells and whistles. You know what I mean? And I don't have time for that. If your vote really mattered, it'd be simple as American Idol. You pick up the phone, hey, I want that cat, boom, hang up. That's what it would be. Why is it so difficult? The electoral vote, the popular vote, blah, 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 this, that, and third, right, right, right. I'm just saying that's how it would be. So me, as a black man in this country, I do not vote. And let me be clear. I vote on certain things. When it comes to presidency, no. When it comes to laws and things being passed in our neighborhood, I do vote. When it comes to my local city council and mayor and things, I do vote. Just when you start getting higher up, your vote doesn't matter. And that's just the real of the situation. Again, you may disagree, and you can call in and voice your opinion. But that's where I'm standing on that, and that's what it is. I have broken it down forever. Let it be broken. Now, moving on. A lot going on in the world, man. I've seen where they just passed. So this is crazy. There's a satanic club that wants to exist in schools, and they just passed. Let me find it. They just passed the law on this club being allowed in schools. In fact, let me keep it even funkier. It's approved in Tacoma Elementary. So this is in my backyard, people. In my backyard, which I did not know. After school, Satan Club approved at Tacoma Elementary School. It will start December 14th. That's crazy. I need to find out what school this is. But it's a Point Defiance Elementary School. That's crazy. Man, I'm looking to find out. So a Satan club allowed at a school. I don't really know how I feel about that, man. I mean, when you think about things like, you know, they pulled back in the day, if you remember, I may be, you know, saying my age a little bit, but don't really matter. Where you used to have prayer in school. You know? And but they took that out. So now you're allowing a satanic club in school? I said it before, I'll say it again, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And we are forcing it. We're moving it along. But hey, that's what they have, and somewhere, somehow, somebody allowed it to go down. So there's definitely a finger to be pointed at. Or a person to be pointing your finger at, rather, somewhere out there. I don't know. The world, like I said, the world's kind of whack right now. So what else is going on? Sports, UW women's basketball in the Final Four. A rare moment. This is their first time ever making it there. So I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen. I'm not a super basketball fan, but I am digging the fact that UW is starting to step up their game, man, and the fact that they women are making it in the Final Four, yo, shout out to them, man. Big ups. Real talk. I got to show much love, man. I'm glad to see UW making their way. And if you've been paying attention over the years, Washington's college teams have really been stepping it up anyway, which to me is impressive. So, got to give them, you know, a shout-out. Big ups to Washington and your college teams, man, making it. Especially, like I said, the Huskies. They've been making moves, and I got to give them love for that. Let's see what else is in the news. Scrolling down. Well, you know what's killing me is in the news, everything is Trump, 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 Trump. You got people walking around protesting, having marches. We don't want Trump as president. Look here, understand this. Donald Trump ain't going to do much different than in the White House than anybody else that was in the White House, Obama included. You know, people get upset at me because they say, oh, my God, you're a black man. You didn't vote and, you know, voted in Obama, this stuff. Look, here's what it is, people. There's rich and there's poor. And that's what it is. And you either can get with that or not get with that. But that is a decision that you have to figure out. That's a decision you're going to have to make. Because that's what the country is coming, not coming down to, what it has come down to. The rich and the poor. It's just that simple. You know, and those that are rich are going to maintain being rich. And those that are poor, if you don't start thinking different, if you don't start opening your eyes to things that are different, guess what? You're going to find yourself caught out there, man. And that's just real talk. So we will be talking reparations here on Blog Talk Radio. The Stoop, this is what it is. And we're going to get it popping right after this. I felt this was necessary to start the show off with a song. So this is what I'm doing. This is necessary. Understand that, people. And we're going to get back into it after this. We're going to be talking reparations. Me, Lala, doing our thing again. But again, this is necessary. This song is necessary. It's Scooter.
Without cops harassing, imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters, no welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes, lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blend read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my stars. I love them, love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be if you could be mine, we both shine?
If I rule the world,
still living for today and these last days of time. So paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, lost problems, your bath, free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path, the villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches, so many years of depression make me vision, the better living, type of place to raise kids in, opening eyes to the lies, history's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl, plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding trips to Paris. I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoner set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my.
Story, how the thugs live in worry. Duck down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late. Flip the ace, stack the safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, Be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
Curtis Blow, because that was the originator of Five Rules the World, in case y'all didn't know. Curtis Blow had Five Rules the World, and Nas just freaked it and came with his own joint. Lauryn Hill, man, I swear, Kanye said it. I wish Lauryn's heart was still in the rhyming. Man, I wish. Anywho, getting back to the topic, the meat and potatoes of our show, we are discussing reparations. I have my beautiful co-host in the building, Miss Lala. What's good with you?
Hey, good morning. What's up? Boy, it's time to get wealthy. That's what time it is. I'm working on it. If it's one or the other, ain't no time to be screaming.
It is. So we are talking reparations this AM. And again, so I kind of gave a layout of what brought the conversation on, but I will speak on it again just for those tuning in. They can understand where I'm coming from. So I work at a native school, and a lot of the youngins in the school, their mentality is, yo, when I turn 18, I'm going to get this money. I ain't really worried about much. And again, so I broke it down to most people that natives out here in the Northwest. Now, here's the thing. Not every native gets paid. I mean, let me tell you. And not every native tribe receives reparations. You know, and which actually sucks, because the fact that some get it and some don't, it baffles me. But here in the Northwest, a lot of them do. So they get like $1,600 a month, and then when you turn 18, you get like $140,000. Now, the question came about because when I see these kids and I talk with these kids, the first thing out of their mouth is, yo, I'm cool. Once I turn 18, bam, I got this money. And a lot of them think that you made it, you rich. I got $140,000. People don't understand how quick money can go, number one. Number two, just the fact of them having it and thinking, like, because in this school, a lot of these kids are cutting class, they're not doing nothing. So it got me to thinking, like, is that how we would be? Is that how my people would be if they received reparations? So I had to do a show about it. And I'm talking reparations for all. For those that don't know, let me give you some history lessons real quick, okay? We understand why the natives got it, because the natives were killed, beat down, and kicked off their land. So it's just sad to me what only some tribes get it. Then when you talk about Asians, the Asians were made to help build the railroads and protect the railroads. So you got the Asians that were made to do something. They're more like an indentured servant type thing. And then you have black folks that were enslaved. So when you talk about these three groups of people and receiving reparations, first off, my question is, should they? Second of all, how do you determine? When the natives, when it came out that native people, let me be keep it funky with y'all. This is old. The native folks receiving reparations, they may not call it reparations. They call it, you know, just getting a little money, whatever. But when they got it, that was a long time ago when that came out that, hey, you know, if you native, you can receive reparations. Which then made, and I'm keeping it funky. You may not like what I'm about to say, but it is what it is. This is fact. This is not me kicking some fictitious type ish. No, this is fact. When they made the announcement, yes, natives can get this money, every white person in name mama started claiming themselves to be native. And you had to have a certain percentage, even went out and married native. Now, up until this point of working where I work now, it was only something I read. I never, like, really soaked it in, if you will. And but now that I'm working at the school, I'm like, yo, and every kid, now you see it, like, every kid is white native. Every kid. Staff included. Like, every kid, white native, white native, white native, white native. And I was like, wow, because like I said, I've read it. I had read that, you know, as soon as they said that this money was something that Native people were getting and the indigenous people were getting, that white people had ran and started marrying and having babies with them, blah, blah. And I was like, I kind of shunned it off. I kind of was like, that's what I read. But, I mean, I've never really noticed it. But now that I work at this school, I do notice it. I do see it. Like, every kid, and that's where the gingers are at. Like, there's, like, so many gingers. I've never seen so many redhead kids in my life. It blew me away. And I'm like, wow. Like, dang, this kid, and that's what it is. So, these are the people that are getting the money. So, I have to ask the questions. How would that work for us? Because back then, when they said that the natives could receive the money, again, you had to prove a certain percentage. But as long as you had somebody white in your family, you weren't questioned. So it worked out. So they're like, oh, this is my husband or this is my whatever, and he's in the family, then they automatically gave you the, you know, okay, you're native then. You see what I'm saying? And that's how it ended up working out. Again, I'm not kicking no fictitious stuff. This is all fact. You can look it up yourself. But this is how it went down. So I asked the question, one, is that fair? And two, how would it go down for us as people of color? Feel free to call in 607-203-5357. Again, this is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. And we are talking reparations. Lala, your opinion.
Hey, so I have to tell you, early this morning before I walked the dog, I was in a meeting with the label. And hopefully Shay will call in. But I told him this was the discussion today. So, of course, we already started discussing stuff. But before I get to that, I want to touch on the native stuff. So, and just let me get this out because I'm processing, while you're talking. So I myself am part of the Cherokee tribe and recently have learned from a cousin at my mom's memorial from another tribe up in Canada as well. But I haven't looked into, reparations or anything. Just I have high cheekbones and everybody seems to be able to tell. Now, as far as, like, what you're experiencing, it's hard to put an intention behind reproducing. Oh, they're just doing it because maybe some are, but there's still interracial love that happens. And when you shift what you're seeing going on with the natives over to if it was to happen to your people, well, there's a whole lot of percentages with all the mixing going on, too. You know, so then, hold on. So then I start thinking, what about what I see, whether it's learned or not, what I see still in 2016 perpetuated by the black race is the division of the race into the shades, light skin, dark skin. And, so when you're talking about natives and percentages and, being mixed or being white native, well, there's white black people if that's how you label it. You know what I mean? So I don't even know, but I know this much. I'm going to skip way forward. I hope Shay calls him. I'm going to skip way forward. My whole thoughts were, this country got wealthy off stealing it from the natives and utilizing it, but mostly from slavery. And without really going into it, because it makes me sick when you really think about the details, it's more than free labor, slavery. It is way more than free labor. It's a horrific, horrific thing. And this nation was built on it to become wealthy. So when the discussion comes up, there's no way. We're in so much debt. How much would it cost? I ultimately said, well, you know what? Then I feel like this nation needs to give up like 3 or 4 states. Just give it all, everything in that state. Because you owe something. That's how I feel. Like when there comes a time of realizing your kid goes to 7-Eleven and steals something, well, when you figure it out or you get the call, you realize it, then there's a reparation that happens there. Should. You know what I'm saying? No, the whole conversation is disturbing to me when it comes to Black America, because the reality is it's probably not going to happen. You'd have to give up major territory to be able to give up. I don't even know that. Shay knows the numbers. I don't even know the numbers, you know, if you were going to be able to pay people back. So that's kind of where the conversation started with him and I before I walked the dog.
You know, when you look at it like, when you're talking numbers and amounts, that's a good question. So I'm going to ask it to our listeners out there. If you have an opinion on this, please, again, call in 607-203-5357. What would the amount be?
Recap what the natives said they're getting.
When they turn 18, they receive $140,000. Some may say that's not enough.
What about before 18?
You get $1,600 a month.
Okay, because I remember doing some hair down at the Emerald Queen area with the tribe down there, and those women were telling me they got $5,000 as an adult. Their husband got $5,000, and then a like that number, $1,500 or something like that, $1,300 per child until they were 18.
Yeah, you get $1,600.
That was many years ago.
You get $1,600 a month. And then when you turn 18, you get $140,000.
Some of these couples were both native, husband and wife, and then the children are each getting $1,300. They're racking up like $20,000 a month.
Oh, they're getting it. They're definitely getting it. So my question to the people is, if there was an amount that was given to, like I said, the Asian community, the Black community, what would it be? Should it be more than $140,000? I mean, truthfully, when you talk about the native people, like I said, the indigenous people, the people that were here before anything else, and how their land was lost.
God gave the land to?
You know, $140,000 really ain't making up for that. You know,
mm-mm.
But at the same time, my thought process, like I said, after working around them and being around these kids, and their thought process is, yo, when I get this money, I'm cool. So they not – is that how we would act as a people? That's what I'm asking. I want to understand. And feel free to call in.
But you're talking privilege.
557.
You're talking behavior of privilege with that child. He's thinking, I got all this money coming in, so I don't need to plan. I don't need to do this. And that child doesn't have value of money or understanding of the value.
But my question is, And again, because Black folks, we live beyond our means, most of us. And I'm going to keep it funky again. Live beyond our means anyway. Because, you know, this is on
TV. And then what happens at income tax time?
So the thing is, if reparations were given, would we have the same mentality as some of the Native folks that I have discussed their reparations with? Again, would it be, well, shoot, I'm getting this.
I think it's a human thing. I think for sure.
This is a native school that I'm in, and because it's a native school, I've been able to talk to a lot of these kids, and a lot of their mentality is, when I graduate, I'm going to get this money, and so what? So I ain't really tripping on having to learn too much, having to know too much, and that's a hard pill to swallow for me personally as a man of color when I say, man, that's what they're doing with it. I can only say that I believe my people would be worse off because my people, we worse now, and we don't got it. So, again, the question is asked, what will we do? How do you feel we would act if we got it, number one? Number two, let me clear the air before I go any further. Do I believe that we should get it? Hell yeah. One thing that you do not learn in your book, one thing that they don't teach a lot of, and this is just factual stuff, is that, again, like Lala said, this country was founded on the backs, the muscle, sweat, blood, and tears.
And
of the
rape people. And horrible things, separation of families, just horrible things.
Let's just keep it funky, you know what I mean? We, you know, the things that we endured through the time of slavery, you can't argue that. You know, and there's a lot of folks out there that will be like, well, you know, the native this, and well, you know, the Jewish that. Again, what I'm speaking on is what happened on American soil, home of the brave, land of the free. One of my biggest arguments is to people is this. They say, when they get on me about voting, I'm like, yo, the day that they decide to rewrite the Constitution, I'm in. I'll be a voter from that point on. But until you rewrite, because understand, there's laws and things that have been put in the Constitution that right now they just overlook because they don't want people to know this existed and this said this and this said that. They don't look into, you know what I'm saying? But the Constitution, let me keep 100 with you, was not written for black folks. It wasn't written with black folks in mind. At the time,
they were property at the time.
So understand that. You know, so I just wanted to make sure I broke it down. Again, this is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com, and I don't want to just get too far off the topic, but we are talking reparations. Should people of color, black folks, receive it? Should the Asian community receive it? Again, I'm speaking to those that have helped shape the U.S. to what it is. Again, without the natives, you don't have the land. Without the Asians, you don't have the railroads. And without black folks, you pretty much don't have anything else. So, should they receive reparations? If so, how much? And how do you determine who gets what? This is the topic today on Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Chris, what you doing out of school?
Yo, man, they just suspended me, McBoo.
Where are they suspended the teacher?
Yeah, man, I'm getting so sick of this, man. They teaching us about nothing, man. You know what the bottom line is for black people out here? It's quite simple. You must learn.
going on around you. Real talk. Again, this is the Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. We are talking reparations throughout. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, along with my co-host, Miss Lala. And this is what we're discussing this AM. Reparations. Feel free to call in 607-203-5357. Now, I know this is a touchy topic to some. You know, I'm going to just lay it out again. I always keep it funky. That is what it's all about. I know there's some white folks out there that's like, why are they talking about reparations? And no, they shouldn't receive reparations, and I feel this, and I feel that, and there's a reason, blah, blah, blah. Again, here's why reparations are even discussed. When you talk about a race of people that have been done in, destroyed, broken down, considered property, that helped shape and forge this country and have received nothing for it, that's why reparations are the topic. This is why the natives received it, because their people were killed off. They were the people who owned this land. They fought for the land, killed for the land. Boom. The slaves came in, were made to work the land, cultivate the land, got killed off of the land. Boom. Asians came in, they brought them in. They said they were more indentured servants, but they took all the men. They made them work the railroads, protect the railroads, all those stuff. Boom. So, again, the question is reparations, how much, and should they get it? You know, I broke it down how when they announced way back that the natives were going to get this money, how every white man, and I can't speak for women, but I know every white man, again, this is fact, read it, you can look it up, started claiming to be a certain percent native, and they ran out and started marrying into native culture and making themselves a part. They started to assimilate themselves a part of that culture so that they could get that money. Again, I've read it, I've heard it, you know, in documentaries, but for the first time working where I work now and seeing it, it's kind of like, wow, putting things in perspective. Like, growing up on the East Coast, one thing, and I tell people this all the time, if you was Hispanic, you still was, you know, we looked at you like an equal. You was black right along with us, you know. If you was anything of color, you know what I mean, most of the time on the East Coast, you was pretty much one of them. Most Asians I knew were mixed with black and this and that. So it was weird to come out here and meet so many Asians, natives, that were not mixed with black. And, you know, and they all mixed with white. Like I said, this is where the gingers come from originally, you know. So I started, you know, I'm seeing all these ginger kids, and I'm like, oh, snap. And so now I'm asking the question. And then, you know, now I've been working there for a minute, so now, you know, you're learning history and all this, and that's what it is. A lot of these kids, you know, they come from the white native background. And I was like, wow, like, how would that work? Would white folks then, if they said we were getting a certain amount of reparations, rush into, would black be the thing then? Would that be the thing to do? This is a question. Again, we're having a grown-up topic. If you are not able to have a grown-up conversation about it, don't call in. But if you are, feel free to call in 607-203, again, 5357. Reparations. That's the legal. And how do we get it? Should we get it? How much should we get? I personally feel, and Lala, you mentioned something about, like, I think you had, it made me think. Something you said made me think of the state lottos. Now, we come up with these state lottos, and we have Mega Millions, and you have the Powerball, and there's so many things. These joints get into the high 300, 500, 400 million. Why can't we just take that and give it out? Instead of actually having a lotto this time around, okay, you know what, we're going to take this much money, and we're going to deviate up between people and give them reparations.
Because people ain't going to buy into that because they're selfish. They'd have to be taxed. They'd have to have a portion taxed that goes into this lotto that then gets distributed to whomever.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, and that's the fact. I mean, when we talk reparations, of course, it comes down to a black-white issue. People may not want to accept it, but it's the truth. White America is not having it. Let's keep it going. They're not having that. There's no way you're going to get reparations for being descendants of a slave, and we can't get nothing. Like, let's keep it funky. Let's just lay it out there or put it out there on the tarmac and let it be known. White America ain't going for that. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, they not. There's no way that we're going to allow you. They twist, like I said, if they couldn't have got in on the native forefront, the natives wouldn't be. Let me keep it funky with you. If they did not do what they did as far as the mixing and the grounds being so open to become native, because, again, a lot of them originally, what happened was, and, again, this is history, folks. This is history. You can look it up. When they announced that they were giving that money to native people, first, white folks started going down there and just saying, "Hey, I got native in me," and they were signing this list and they were getting the money. But then, as time progressed, they were like, "Wait a minute, this is going to cost us way too much." So then they started saying, "No, you got to show some proof," which is how the marriage into the native culture began. So then guys started running out and grabbing native wives and all this other stuff, and then bringing them as proof. Here's my wife. Oh, here's my kids. And so that's how that happened. That's how the integration started to happen. And it worked. And it worked. And, again, I'm telling you firsthand that I'm watching it. And so now moving forward and talking about reparations to Asian or to folks of color, you know, I guess the reason they don't do it now because it would be way more monitored now than it was back then. You know, questions would be raised, antennas would be up. Wait a minute, you need to hold up. You married to who? What? You know what I mean? And of course, it wouldn't be as easy, which I believe is why they don't get it, because it wouldn't be easy for somebody to come in and say, "Hey, I'm black too, and you're white is all outside." You see what I'm saying? Like you can't. It doesn't happen, you know. And
like that chick from Spokane, the NAACP. What was her name?
Say again?
Like that chick from Spokane, Washington, that was in the chapter of NAACP. She was identifying as black, but she was a white woman with dreads.
Yeah. Perfect example.
Yeah, she don't want her checks.
Now, I'm going to tell you what, though. I saw a picture of the lady, and she looked black to me. I'm not going to front. She looked black to me. You could definitely see some pigment, some melanin in her skin. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see pictures of her as a younger girl with her parents with no tan?
I did not.
And no perm in her hair? Yeah, Google that.
The picture I think I saw, she had her hair braided. And she had a tan, and she looked kind of like a little light skinned chick almost. So I mean, here's my thing: if you have black in you, you got black in you. You know, whether you choose to claim it or not is on you. There's a video, and I was just talking about this the other day. So if y'all don't remember, teacher, and back in the 50s. 60s time, maybe mid-60s, she did a blue-eyed, brown-eyed test with her class. To open her class, in mind, she's a white lady and a white school. But to educate her kids to prejudice and racism, she decided to do a brown-eyed, blue-eyed test where she treated the blue-eyed kids a certain way for a day. And then, or maybe it wasn't even a day, it might have been a week, that she treated these kids special, and the brown eye kids were treated like poorly. They would ask the kids all these different questions. So then the following week, she flipped the script and made the brown eye kids special, and the blue eye kids were not. And you could see the dynamic, how they started acting like, because the brown eye kids realized how the blue eye kids had been treating them. So boom. So this lady now, moving fast forward, has been an activist and big in the civil rights and all this. And again, she's a white lady, school teacher. Now she's way older, probably in her 80s. But she did this thing. Because, you know, there's always have a lot of white folks that will say, "I don't see color. I was raised not seeing color. I don't see the BS." Let me say that right now. Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit to anyone out there who ever says it.
But they're born colorblind.
Yeah. So here's how she dispelled it. So she's in a room. She's giving a speech, and it's all white folks. And she says,
raise your hand if you are if you view yourself as a white person. So everybody in the class, in this auditorium, she says, now, put your hand down if you would switch places with a person that is black. At any time in front, no hand went down. So then she went on to say, then stop saying you don't see color. Stop saying you don't see race. Because
racism.
At the end of the day, yo, most folks are not switching places with us.
Yeah, they see enough to know they don't want that shit.
Right. You know, and that's real talk. So I hate when I see somebody or meet somebody and they're like, oh, I don't see race. Yeah, I don't see color. Then you're a fool. You're a fool, and I'm going to tell you to your face, you're a fool. Doesn't mean you're not a good person. Doesn't mean you're not a good person, but you're playing blind. Yeah, that is your privilege that allows you to say, I don't see color. As black folks, we can't go around and say that. We can't go around and say, I don't see color. I wasn't raised that way. And to keep it funky, I've had some black kids that I've mentored say it. Well, you know, he's a good...
Like Raven Simone says, she's not black. She's just American. She's not a color.
Right. You know, until Raven Simone gets pulled over, then you'll see a difference. Then Raven Simone will be
right.
Like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. You know, these are the things that we have to wake up to, people. Like, you know, and let me just kind of digress a little bit away from the reparations. These are things you have to wake up to. You can be whatever you want to be. You can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself. But don't be this like, for example, when I worked in radio, mainstream radio, I worked for a guy who was he was my boss, and he was black. And there were other black people that worked at the job, but he would always point out that they don't really socialize with him. And he was a senior guy. But as soon as they had, like, a problem with their checks, or they wasn't making what the other people were making, they were running to him like, hey, we should do something. He was like, I've been telling you. Because I didn't want to listen. Excuse me. Now, all of a sudden, you want to come together. Now, all of a sudden, you want to let's fight against the system. Come on, man. As a people, let me say this. You need to wake up. All right? We'll be back after this. This is...
Say no. Everybody say, oh, Bob Sway, oh, they say it's so like way back in the day, oh, Bob Sway, oh, everybody say, oh, everybody say, oh. The whole dining room turn their hair around. It's the nigga. Nigga, nigga. He got the speakers in the trunk with the bass on crunk. Who be riding up in the high rise elevator? Other tenants who be praying. He ain't the new neighbor, Mr. Nigga. Nigga, nigga, they try to play him like a chump, cause he got what they want. He under 30 years old, but already he's a pro. Designer trousers slung low, cause his pockets stay swole. Can afford to get up and be anywhere he go. VIP at the club, backstage the show. The best crib, the best clothes, hottest whips on the road, neck and wrist all froze. Checks are old, oh, straight all across the globe, watch got 3 time zones. Keep the digital phone up to his dome. 2 assistants, 2 bank accounts, 2 homes, 1 problem. Even with the O's on his check, the 4-4 stop him and show no respect. They have a problem. Damn straight is called race to motivate the J to give chase. Say they want you successful, but that ain't the case. You living large, your skin is off, they flashing light in your face. Now who is the cat dining out on the town? Make your D wanna take a whole year to sit him down, Mr. Nigga. Nigga, nigga, he got the speakers in the trunk with the bass on crunk. Now who is the cat at Armani by your wares with the tourists who be asking them, do you work here, Mr. Nigga? Nigga, 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 nigga.
Yo, the abstract with the mighty most deaf. White folks got a mumble the cross beneath their breath. But they'll say it out loud again when they get what they close associates and friends, you know. Sneak it in with their friends at the job, happy hour at the bar while the song is in their car. And even if it's never said and lips stay still, their actions reveal how their hearts really feel. Like, late night I'm on a first class flight, the only brother in sight, the flight attendant catch fright. I sit down in my seat 2C, she approach officially talking about, excuse me. Her lips curl up into a tight space, she don't believe that I'm in the right place. Showed her my water pad, and then she saw the gas, all embarrassed for an extra line on my water glass. An hour later, here she come by, walking past. I hate to be a pest, but my son would love your autograph.
Wow.
They say I'm nigga for Joel on American roads, but when you travel abroad, they got world nigga law. Some folks get on the plane, go where they please, but I go overseas and I get overseas. London, Heathrow, me and my people, they think that illegals are sending them for Negroes. Far away places, customs agents flagrant, they think the dog faces smuggle weight in their cases. Bags inspected, now we arrested, attention directed to contents of our intestines. Urinalysis followed by x-rays, interrogated and detained to damn near the next day. No evidence, no apology, and no regard, even for the big American rap star. For us especially, us most especially, and Mr. Nigga VIP jail cell, just for me.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake.
Just got some shoe polish, paint on my face. They say they want you successful, but then they make it stressful. You start keeping pace, they start changing up the tempo. Now, who is the guy riding out on the town? Stay trooper, wanna stop him in his ride, pat him down.
Mr. Nigga. Nigga, nigga, he got the speakers in the trunk with the bass on crumb.
Now, who is the cat with the $100 bill? They got to send it to the tab to make sure the shit is real.
Mr. Nigga. Nigga, nigga,
nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga. You can laugh and criticize Michael Jackson if you wanna. Woody Allen molested and married his stepdaughter. Same breath kicking dirt on Michael, same show. Woody and Soon Yee at the playoff game. Hold a hand. Sit back and just think about that. Would he get that type of dap if his name was Woody Black? OJ found innocent by jury of his peers, and they've been fucking with that nigga for the last 5 years. Is it fair? Is it equal? Is it just? Is it right? Do you do the same shit when the defendant faces white? The white boy's doing it well, it's success. When I start doing it well, it's suspect. Don't hate me, my folks is poor, I just got money. America's 5 centuries deep in cotton money. You see a lot of brothers caked up, yo, straight up. It's new, y'all living off a slave trader's paper. But I'm a lev, though, you on my lev, though. I'm putting up the big swing for my kids, yo. Got my mom on the back waterfront crib, yo. I'ma get a damn pretty bay window. I'ma cop a nice home to abide in. Safe environment for seeds to reside in. The fresh trip for my whole family to ride in. And if I'm still Mr. Nigga, I won't find it surprising.
Mr. Nigga, nigga, I won't find it surprising. Most staff, man, shout out. Anyway, this is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. We have been talking reparations. Here's how I feel. And I'm going to lay it out there again. I'm going to break it down so it forever can be broken. I feel that as a people, yes, we should receive reparations. I also feel you should not receive it until the 21. Give a chance to get out there, view life, respect life. That way you don't get out there and mess off the money like the people before us. You know what I mean? Again, at 20, you get out there from 18 to 21, you got to work. You got to make it happen. And then at 21, you receive your reparations check. I do feel that you should receive it for life. You know what I mean? Well, every year you get XYZ amount. That's how it should go down. Like I said, they got
right,
a lot of
this
dollars.
Nation's prospering every year.
Of course. You know, and when you think about the cotton industry and the things that have come from it, yes. Should you have to prove that you are a descendant of a slave or something? I don't really feel that you should. You know, as a person of color, your skin should speak the truth. That's how I feel. And that is the breakdown. It is that simple. It is that flat. Lala, your opinion?
Well, I'm over here thinking other things like, first of all, just like everything else, we can't hit the streets. And by the way, if there's any listeners right now and you're not happy, get out the streets, man. They're just waiting to roll in martial law. That's not how you fix things. I know you're pissed. As far as reparations, it ain't nothing going to happen if people just bitch, moan, and complain. But they have to come together, and they have to apply pressure politically with bills and requests and motions and, you know, maybe towards education as well. There should be free education. I don't know. But I know one thing. If it's not going to change, then they need to change those words that you spoke earlier. Home of the brave. What is it?
Home of the brave, land of the free.
Land of the free. Now, they need to change that to finders, keepers, losers, weepers, because that seems to be what we're really living under, if we're really thinking about it.
There you have it. Words of the wise one. As usual, you can catch us next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Again, as we do, we're going to end it with a song. Think about it, people. That's what I'm going to say. Think about it. That's where I'm going to leave it at. Again, catch us next week. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, with the beautiful Lala herself. Catch us next week doing our thing. And this is for all my people out there, man. Let's keep it funky. Enjoy your Saturday.
A ballad behind bars, or you could say real rock from the rock, an unusual musical happening in a most unusual place. The state prison.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it and said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn, I said never. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never did. I wasn't with it, but just that very minute it occurred to me the suckers had authority. Cold sweating as I dwell in my cell. How long has it been? They got me sitting in a state pen. I gotta get out, but that thought was thought before. I contemplated a plan on the cell floor. I'm not a fugitive on the run, but a brother like me begun to be another one. Public enemy serving time, they drew the line, y'all. They criticized me for some crime. Nevertheless, they could not understand that I'm a black man and I can never be a veteran. On the strength of situations unreal, I got a raw deal. So I'm looking for the steal.
Yo, Chuck, we're gonna break you out of here, man. Words of strength, G.
I'm going for that steal.
Word up, G. They're trying to put black out of the game by keeping you in there, you know what I'm saying? But they can't keep a black man down.
Matter, got me in the cell.
Hey, yo, Chuck, we got the...
Matter, got me in the cell. Falling asleep on death row. I grabbed his gun and he did what I said so. And every man, some man got served, along with the time they served, decency was deserved. To understand my demands, I gave a warning. I wanted the governor, y'all, and plus the warden to know that I was innocent. Because I'm militant, posing a threat, you better government.
Yeah.
My plan said I had to get out and break north. Just like Oliver's neck, I had to get off. My boys had the feds in check. They couldn't try nothing. We had a force to instigate a prison riot. This is what it takes for peace. So I just took the peace. Black for black. It's high time to cut the leash. Freedom to get out to the ghetto. No sellouts. 60 O's we got. We ought to put their head out. But I'll give them a chance, cause I'm civilized. As for the rest of the world, they can't realize a cell is hell. I'm a rebel, so I rebel. Between bars got me thinking like an animal. Got a woman CO to call me a copter. She tried to get away, and I popped her twice, right? No one to get nice. I had 60 O's, and now it's 5 to go, and I'm serious. Call me delirious, but I'm still a captive. I gotta rap, it's time to break as time grows intense. I got my steel in my right hand, now I'm looking for the fence.
Hey, yo, Chuck, I got the dope plan in effect. G, word to the strength, man.
I'm looking for that spin.
Word, I got the 98 by Z, Professor Griffin, the S1. Yo, Chuck, we coming, man.
As I mentioned, into the courtyard, followed by 52 brothers, bruised, battered, and scarred, but hard.
going out with a bang, ready to bang out. The power from the sky, from the tower, shots rang out. A high number of dose, yes, and something close, I figure I trigger my steel stand and hold my post. This is what I mean, an anti-nigga machine. If I come out alive, then they won't come clean. Then I threw up, my steel bullets flew up. And to my surprise, the wall and tower blew up. Who shot what, who, what, the bazooka was who? And to my rescue, it was the S1W. Secure my getaway, so I just got away. The joint broke from the black smoke. Then they thought it was rougher than the average bluffer. Cause the steel was black, the attitude exact. Now the chase is on, telling you to come on. 53 brothers on the run, and we are